Kingston Hospital is high on the agenda for the candidates, and all say investment is crucial to its future. Liberal Democrat candidate Ed Davey says they stopped the threats to Kingston Hospital.
For example, in 2010, there were plans which could have seen Kingston Hospital's accident emergency and maternity closed. It was secret plans, I got a hold of it, I published it, and I led the campaign against it. And we were successful, we stopped that closure threat, and we've now seen real investment there.
Lee Godfrey, candidate for Labour, says the coalition government has caused problems for the hospital.
After 5 years of the coalition government and Ed Davey's government, the maternity unit is now severely underfunded, according to the CEO, Kate Grimes, and also the hospital will go into deficit next year because of coalition cuts.
Conservative candidate James Berry says they plan to inject more cash into the NHS.
I'm very pleased the Conservatives have made an important pledge to give the NHS £8 billion of extra funding, and suggestions by other parties that the Conservatives would cut NHS funding are simply not true. We've been quite clear we're going to increase it. We're going to increase it, in fact, more than the Labour Party are.
Ben Roberts, UKIP candidate, says they don't believe in private funding.
UKIP believe that the NHS should be free at the point of need and publicly funded. Crucially, publicly funded. UKIP would not seek to any new private finance initiative investment into the NHS. We would look to encourage hospitals that have bought into this to get out of these contracts by paying their way out.
Claire Keogh says the Greens feel the same way.
We do believe in a public NHS funded through taxation. We urgently need an NHS reinstatement bill. It was introduced in Parliament, but of course Parliament is dissolved now. But it will be debated once we're back in Parliament, and we absolutely support that.
The two other candidates standing in the constituency are Laurel Fogarty for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition and Daniel Gill for the Christian People's Alliance.